Suppose two men apply for a job. Both are qualified, but one is clearly more qualified than the other. The less qualified man knows he is less qualified, but he gets the job anyways. Is this unjust? What should he do? He should take the job. The less qualified man should accept the employment. He is not the employer. It is not his function to decide who gets the job or who works at that company. Perhaps the boss or the employer saw other intangibles in him or in the other that swayed his judgment in favor of what he is seeking. But that is none of your concern. If there is no fraud involved, and if you are not distorting your curriculum vitae, your resume, so the boss knows the truth, then it's absolutely wrong for you to sacrifice because somebody has a better ability in your opinion. Egoism prohibits that. It's not injustice if somebody with a lot of talent doesn't get a job because you're not entitled to that. It's only if the man saw that you are the best, that he is the best, and then didn't give him the job, the man would be being unjust. But you're not being unjust, and presumably the boss isn't, and the other guy has no claim. If he's that good, he'll find a good job somewhere else. I mean, unless employment becomes 100%, which, you know, is coming close. Now, if you take the job and your ability is not up to it, obviously you're going to find out pretty soon, and you will exit. And, you know, then you can say, I recommend Mr. Smith if he's not already employed. By the way, I actually had an exact statement like that in regard to philosophy. When I was young, I was offered a position, and there was someone else who I thought was definitely superior to me. And I even spoke to the employer and said, I think so-and-so is superior to me. And he didn't listen. He said, I'll judge. But Ayn Rand found out about it. She flipped out that I would do that. And she gave basically the speech that I just gave, but longer and more impassioned.
Dr. Peikoff's new book, The Dim Hypothesis, is available in book and ebook form as of September 4th. The book deals with the role of philosophy in Western culture and politics from Greece to the present, an approach which enables Peikoff at the end to predict the future of the U.S.